choosing to simply accept the results of what was a clown show at best in Maricopa County, but instead fighting back. There is a group of young people animated in a way that young people have never been before been animated. They have watched the government steal their childhood. They have watched the government steal their friendships. They have watched the government tell them, your body is our body. They have watched as their favorite small businesses are shut down. They have watched lies add up, and they will grow up in a generation of people who understand very, very clearly that when the government tells you something, your best bet is to assume it's untrue. In other words, to not trust and then go try to verify. They will have grown up in a shadow. But it's not a shadow about which we weren't warned, and they're not alone. And God is a God who sees. Despite all the efforts to shut down talk radio, that didn't happen. And they tried it with the Fairness Doctrine, and Rush Limbaugh defeated that, God rest him. And now there's the Clay and Buck Show, and it continues the tradition, this time of the opinions of two Americans being shared on a daily basis on one of the largest, if not the largest, radio platforms in the world. They can't shut down our voice for a reason. And this is my personal belief. Chalk it up to that if you like. God is pro free speech. Oh, he's pro accountability. You better believe it. There is no greater establishment of credit or of accountability than he. But he's pro free speech because our speech is a bridge to him. Our conscience is the only bridge to him. Right? In addition to worship, it's the words we form because he gave us the ability to form it in his image. They can't shut us down. They can't shut down the passion. They can't shut down the ideas. They can try to silence them, but they've utterly failed. And they've failed because of an audience like this and a network like this and hosts who refuse to be shut up and refuse to keep telling the truth.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last year, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and I have a feeling you'll want to stock up again.
Use our promo code Clay and Buck to save $90 per pair. My Slippers have a unique four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. This patented design makes these slippers ultra comfortable, relieving stress on your feet. You can wear them anytime, anywhere.
MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. They also have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wear your new MyPillow slippers for a month, 2 months, before making your final decision on just how great they are.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Enter promo code Clay and Buck, or you can call 800-792-3269. One more time, that's 800-792-3269.
It's the season of giving.
Let's see, sweater for mom, video game for Jake.
But it can be dangerously easy to give away more than you mean to.
My maiden name for someone named Andy, my airline miles for a woman named Sarah.
More online shopping for gifts and travel can mean more exposed personal info.
Credit card security code for Gina? Wait, I don't know a Gina.
LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become an identity theft victim, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it on your behalf. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock by Norton, you've got identity theft protection all wrapped up all year round.
What else? I know I'm forgetting something.
It's LifeLock. You're forgetting LifeLock. Better not forget to save big with up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's 25% off with promo code NEWS.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite. Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at PestWorld.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Southwest Airlines passenger Millie Carlson, speaking to ABC 15 Arizona, says she'll probably have to sleep on the floor at the airport.
Everything's been canceled, and we're not very happy.
And those cancellations continuing today, more than 2,500 nationwide. Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan says the airline tried to operate a full schedule as much as possible, but planes and crews, they were out of position in dozens of locations.
We reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up. We're focused on safely getting all of the pieces back into position to end this rolling struggle.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg vows to look into the many Southwest flight cancellations. Snowbound buffalo set to emerge from a deep freeze, bringing the prospect of some relief, but also the tragic possibility of finding more victims amid melting snow. Temperatures expected to rise in the mid-40s today, the low 50s on Friday. More than 30 people so far have been reported to have died in western New York. Also at townhall.com, Supreme Court justices issue a scathing Title 42 dissent.
Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Ketanji Brown Jackson made an unlikely team on Tuesday by issuing a dissent against the majority's opinion to indefinitely keep Title 42 in place while the High Court considers an argument from 19 mostly Republican-led states. Those states challenged a district court's ruling last month that would vacate Title 42, which was enacted by the Trump administration in 2020 to allow officials to expel migrants on public health grounds. Gorsuch, a Trump appointee, wrote the dissent and was joined by Jackson, who President Biden nominated earlier this year. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 210 points, the NASDAQ off 110. More at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Day four of terrible travels left people struggling to get in and out of Las Vegas, with flight cancellations leaving some with no available options until the new year. Online tracker FlightAware reports 119 flights arriving and 120 leaving Las Vegas Airport were canceled yesterday, with more than 50% of those flights on Southwest. Across the country, 64% of Southwest's flights were canceled yesterday. Las Vegas Airport was the second worst airport for cancellations and delays, just behind Denver International. Well, the Raiders are benching Derek Carr and will start backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham the final two games of the regular season. That word came from head coach Josh McDaniels today. Carr's 2023 salary of $33 million and $7.5 million of his 2024 salary are injury guaranteed, meaning the Raiders will owe him $40.5 million should he get hurt over the next 2 weeks. That's a risk the Raiders seemingly don't want to take. Carr signed a three-year, $121 million contract last offseason, but the Raiders have an out after this season in which they can either walk away from Carr or trade him, incurring just a $5.9 million cap hit.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, the traffic camp, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway 215 approaching Interstate 15, really from both directions. Westbound 215 at Gillespie, eastbound 215 at Decatur, and look out for crashes westbound Tropicana at D. Martin and southbound Cimarron at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local, and our first guest, I'm so excited. We normally have him here in town, but he's been on the road. And like so many people, 15,000 Southwest travelers have had their flights canceled. And I'm guessing that is what has happened to Pat Casale, because he is driving back from Texas. He is right now somewhere in the state of Arizona. Pat, what's your 20? Where are you?
I'm closing in on Kingman.
Oh, so you're getting here.
Yeah. We left yesterday. I would have liked to have 9 in the morning, but, you know, dealing with Southwest, 42 phone calls, one call on hold for 3.5 hours and got disconnected. Yeah, that was, I'm not a fan.
I'm curious, do we know why this all happened? I mean, I've been hearing that it's an IT issue. But it doesn't make me feel any better, even if I don't understand it, and it's IT and it's complex. It still doesn't mean I don't want to get from point A to point B. Give me when you found out about all of this. You knew there was a storm back in the Midwest, obviously, but when did you find out that you were going to be a part of this meltdown?
We found out not last night, the night before. We were supposed to leave 9:15 last night. We found out 9:15 the night before the flight was canceled. It was our understanding was IT. They had a tremendous amount of people call in, not come into work. And a lot of the pilots and the crew were unable to get to the various locations, because that's how it usually works. So essentially we're all screwed. And when you walk through the airport, when we got into Dallas, to see the people sleeping there and The luggage was a major problem, Kevin. It took an hour and a half for us to get our bags.
Wow. Wow. So once you got your bags, was it a no-brainer to rent a car? Now, I know people here in town that are stuck here. They couldn't find a car. I even called for some of my friends, called Enterprise and different car rental companies. There were no cars available. How did you find a car?
Well, we had the car because we used it to drive from the airport to Tyler, Texas. So that's where we were. And the thing that's great about it is I was able to call Dollar Rent-A-Car and say, listen, instead of me dropping off the car at the airport, can I take it to Las Vegas? It cost me an extra $400. But get this, Rent-A-Car, $997 it cost me to rent a Blazer for 4.5 days.
Wow.
Now it's up to $1,400 for the extra day to bring it into Vegas.
That's incredible. That is absolutely right. Incredible. I know that Pete Buttigieg, the Department of Transportation Secretary, said that they're going to hold Southwest accountable. How's that going to help you, though? That's my question.
Write out a check. Pay us back for the flight and the expenses. You know, that's the big problem. You got a lot of people that are renting cars that when they could get one from the airport and driving to their destination 17, 20 hours. And you know what? I think that money should be coming out of Southwest because it's their technical difficulties. If it was strictly the weather, nobody could argue. Not one person could argue over weather. But this was not a weather thing, and this could have totally been avoided.
That is incredible. Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group, who is trying to make his way home. He's almost to Kingman, so he's just about there eventually. Is it back to work tomorrow, or are you going to sleep all day tomorrow?
No, it's back to work at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I got news for you. I got cases to submit. I got 3 group policies to submit. I got a bunch of individuals that want to still buy insurance because in Nevada they changed the rule so that it wasn't closed on the 15th. So people that want coverage for January 1st can still enroll between now and New Year's Eve. So I'm back to work. That's what I'm driving. I actually pulled over yesterday and I wrote 2 policies.
Oh my God, you are a working fool, my friend. So in other words, if somebody wants to call you this afternoon. Either you or one of your helpers, your associates, can get it done?
Yeah, they can. They just got to call 702-396-9449. They could push 1, 2, or 3 and get directed to myself or 2 of the gals that work with me, and we'll solve their problems.
That is incredible. Even you drove. How long did you drive yesterday?
About 10 hours yesterday.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. And just so everybody knows, this deal of before January 1st, what is it that they need to have in order to, when they do call you, what information do they need from you or from them?
Projected income for next year if they want tax credits. And if they make a lot of money, then all we need is your name, rank, and serial number. We need your driver's license number specifically for Nevada, and we can pretty much put them with any carrier that's open, that's offering coverage off the exchange. Nevada is one of the few states that actually allows people to enroll up to the 31st of December. And then if you miss out, then you have until the 15th of January for a February 1, and that's when it all closes for the open enrollment. But we're doing a lot more group business, Kevin. A lot more employers have been offering benefits. The rates are a little bit cheaper. The benefits are significantly better.
And it's a business deduction, right, for the business?
You know, it's a dual tax benefit. The employer gets a tax deduction on whatever they pay. Whatever the employee pays is pre-tax out of their check. So if they're getting a tax credit as well. So if I put you on a group plan and the employer's paying 50%, you're saving that, plus you're saving another 20. So you're not getting a 60% discount off of a premium. And most of the policies, if you buy you can get a PPO, which you can't on the exchange or in the individual market, which will allow you to go to California, Arizona, et cetera. And that's one of the reasons why I like group benefits.
And this will get them coverage effective January 1?
Yeah, if they apply, I can enroll anybody between now and the end of the month, And then after that, we're looking at February 1st for group. Group insurance, you can enroll year-round. Employer-sponsored plans, they don't have the same rules and parameters that the individual markets have.
Do me a favor, give that phone number again and read it slowly, please.
702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. You can hit buttons 1, 2, or 3, and you'll get myself or my team, and we'll gladly help you.
Because nobody wants to wake up on New Year's Day and know that they're not covered, that they don't have coverage. Nobody wants to wake up like that. Let me take you into the wonderful world of politics. I know that there's a lot of talk about changes atop the Republican National Committee. Harmy Dillon is running for the seat currently held by Ronna McDaniel. Do you think there's going to be anything like that here within the state? I know we've got a central committee meeting coming up, I don't know, in the next couple of weeks, I think, right?
The 14th. Nothing's going to happen in Nevada. The truth be told is there are some consultants that want McDonald out because of the fact that they want more control. But it's been the consultants that have lured us down a path of ruin. If you look at the numbers, the voting numbers, we actually did very well as far as the turnout. The problem is, the bigger turnout that didn't show up cost us a lot of races. I think that those people out there that were saying that it's rigged, don't vote early, made big mistakes. I think the consultants are a fraud, and frankly, we're gonna. It's interesting to see who the governor elect is bringing on his staff. There's a lot of questions out there for a lot of people. Looking at this, thinking, man, you're bringing on a lot of rhinos. What's this all about? It's kind of interesting. We're in interesting times, Kevin, very interesting times.
Well, let me ask you, on the 14th of January, when we have these Central Committee meetings, who is on the Central Committee?
Well, each county has representation. So there's a voting block. In order to take McDonald out, they would have to get 2/3 of the vote. And by the way, they don't have enough time, so there's nothing going to happen in this. The only thing we're going to be voting on right now is a new national committee woman, because the fact that Michelle Fiore stepped down, she's now a justice of the peace up in Pahrump. So in Nevada, it has to be somebody from the south. It's my understanding is Pauline Lee or Sigal Chadha are the ones running for that position. That'll be voted on. And then about 10 days later, we'll be in Southern California with regard to the election of Ronna McDaniel or Sharmeet. And Sharmeet's good friends with Chairman McDonald, so is Ronna. And I could call you up and give you the updated numbers. I'll give you live information from California while I'm there.
Oh, that would be absolutely phenomenal. Now, I'm just curious, what does the National Committee woman or man do?
Well, they go to all the national, they have a say-so when they go to the national RNC regional meetings, number one. Number two, they're supposed to raise money for the party, the state party. That's their jobs. And they also bring back information to the various county party meetings, specifically now that we're getting in the deep of the Lincoln Day dinner circuit. They'll show up at these Lincoln Day circuits. They'll be telling people what's going on locally as well as nationally, what the plan is, with how things are changing, et cetera. I think January is going to be interesting. I know Chairman McDonald doesn't believe so, and I may be wrong on this. It cost me dinner. But I think Sharmeet's going to replace Ronna McDaniel. I think she's going to lose.
You think Ronna's going to lose?
I think Ronna McDaniel could be upset. I really do. I think that the 168 will vote. This is going to be a close race. Ronna's got some juice. By the way, I'm driving here in Arizona. There's a big sign, Trump, 2024.
Oh, my God.
What I could tell you is this. My opinion right now, it says vote Trump, by the way. What I can tell you right now, in my opinion, is that this is going to be very close. I may be totally wrong. But and I don't blame Ronna McDaniel, but there's other issues at the RNC.
Whoops, we may have just lost his signal in beautiful Arizona.
There's a lot of variables. And the question is, who really is in control? And you look at Mitch McConnell. McConnell withdrew a lot of support from various races. And frankly, right now, Mitch McConnell, to me, definitely looks like a rhino. I don't know if I would trust him at all.
Good point. Let me just ask you, as far as the state is concerned, are there any pockets of discontent for Chairman McDonald within the state? I mean, is you know, Northern Nevada turning against him, or is there general support?
No. I'll tell you this. The 15 rural counties are all going to support Chairman McDonald. Washoe and Clark, there's always those little pockets. I'm going to sit here and tell you this. About two years ago, when they reelected Mr. McDonald chairman again, it was a 90 to 10% vote. I mean, that's a runaway. I don't see that. I don't see him getting taken out. There's always the doubters that want to say there's always one. I don't get it. Nobody understands the job. First of all, he doesn't get paid. Second of all, he travels. If you knew how many miles he drove. I drove with him most of them a month. You wouldn't believe it. At least 15,000 miles a month he was driving for 3-4 months, campaigning for Joe and Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, etc. And let me just say this: a lot of people want to take shots and say things about Michael. The thing is, I can say this right now, and this is not because I'm his friend. It's God's truth. There isn't one person in this state that can fill his shoes. On a national level, they don't have the connections, nor do they understand what goes on. On a local level, they're not going to travel all over the state campaigning for free. Not only that, they're not going to go all over the state to all the Lincoln Day dinners. And since I've been around Michael, he goes to every one of those dang dinners. I don't know how he does it. And I'm going to sit here and tell you that's the biggest problem. If you remember, Amy Tarkanian quit. The job was too hard for her to handle. Now, I'm not sitting here saying Michael's perfect. Nobody is. But the man, he's not the longest sitting chairman in the United States of America for nothing. If they were paying, if that was a paying job, you'd see people come out of the woodwork. What Republicans in Nevada need to do is step up to the plate, put their money up, and stand behind candidates. There's a lot of, like Drew Johnson got screwed. Sam Peters got screwed. If people would show up and vote, several of those candidates would win, and we probably wouldn't have the chaos we're about to see in February up in Carson City.
Is there any organized opposition against Chairman Michael McDonald as yet that you know of?
Not to my knowledge. To my knowledge, no, other than his consultants paying Chuck Muth to write a bunch of stuff. A lot of it's BS. I mean, you know, when John Ralston is taking favor for Michael McDonald based on the numbers, it's scary because Ralston and McDonald have been going at it for the last decade. Now Ralston's looking at him going, you guys are crazy. You know, the reason you lost is your candidates stink.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, a fiery personality, Michelle Fiore, and the amazing reinvention that she's done, now doing a judgeship in Nye County. And what do you make of this, and what is her political future, or is she just going to be a judge? Are you there, Pat?
Woman's got 9 lives. Amazing. That was the most unexpected thing for me to find out when I heard. I congratulate her. Nye County supported her unanimously, which was outstanding. You know, I don't know her long-term position. It just keeps her in the game, gives her some notoriety. It's a job. We'll see. I mean, you know, again, I got to tell you, Kevin, people have to get together and formulate a plan and work together, and we don't. Imagine the numbers. We did better than we did the Democrats. So a lot of Republicans didn't vote, and I actually have the belief that a lot of these registered Republicans were Democrats who changed parties to vote.
Whoops, looks like we have lost Michael or Pat Casal again. Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Give me the last 15 seconds.
When you got 103,000 people not show up to vote, don't cry. We've got to get together and we've got to work together. The ground game is there. We just got to come together and work. And God willing, it'll happen. who knows? You know, you and I have been doing this a long time. Nothing surprises either one of us.
Nope. One more time, your phone number so folks can make sure that when they wake up on January 1st that they've got health insurance